Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9. So is it? So you're doing it like an hour special?
Like I'm doing like a full 45 minutes to 1 hour special.
Wow.
Yeah,
nice.
How special I am. Next Wednesday, I've got a venue that I manage a night at in Toorak, which is called Jackson's Toorak, which is right next to the big venue that they've got there.
Right.
What's the bloody called again?
Track.
Yeah, that's the one. He's got a lot of money, that dude.
That place is a big venue there.
And they're tight asses for how much money they've got. But that's why you got to you got to milk them.
That's it.
So you with this place Jackson's, do you run nights?
I do,
often?
Mate. Yeah, I run. Usually it's the first. Thanks for keeping me on track too.
That's okay. It's what we're here for, baby.
Usually it's the first Wednesday of every month that I run a night, and I'll host it. I basically organise the entire thing. It's all my contacts, pretty much.
Yeah.
That I acquire in my going outings.
In your adventures.
Schmoozing.
And there's been a lot of adventures over the years. So I've got quite a vast network of people, and it kind of changes over the over time. But
What sort of people have you had on the showcase?
I thought you were going to ask me about the network. I'm like, no, I'm not going to go into this.
No. What sort of people have you showcased on your...
I've had Dave Hughes a few months ago.
Yep.
I've had all sorts of characters, mate. Lawrence Mooney, Tommy Johnson, Hung Lee, Dave O'Neill.
Wow.
And all a lot of times as well. Hughes, I just had for the first time this year. That was a big milestone
for me.
Yeah, a few milestones this year, actually, fellas. I had a mild kidney stone. Where's that whip?
Whip, Wendy. Come on, Wendy.
Dropping the ball on that, Wendy.
Yeah. I think she was too encapsulated with what you were talking about.
She was. Like, Wendy's obsessed with
me. She was looking straight at
Wendy
you.
Wendy can barely take her invisible eyes off me, can't
and,
she?
Definitely visible.
Definitely
visible.
She can see everything.
And your hair's looking good today, Wendy.
The tension between me and Wendy. Wendy. I've become a Kiwi.
Wendy.
All of a sudden.
Favourite artist is Elton John. Yes.
That's right. That's right.
And the trumpet.
But the tension between me and Wendy is palpable. But anyway, so the point that I'm making is, so I've had a few milestones this year. I've had that QZ gig, which was a big deal, which had about 140 people there, one of which was my mum.
Right,
she still is my mum, actually. She wasn't my mum then, and now she's filed for a divorce.
Hired actors.
But no one would have blamed her.
I think that's emancipation.
It is.
Fact check on that one. There you go. Yeah, that's right, Wendy. That's right. You got a fact check.
Fact check.
Not a fat check. That's when you... Anyway. So I've been doing a show, fellas.
Yeah, really?
I'm doing a show called Flats, which is a show that my mate Will Weatherett and another guy, Darren L. Downs, who's one of the type that this station likes, good top bloke. They've come together to make a show that's basically all geared around the Collingwood Flat Rats. And I'm playing a bipolar comedian, which isn't a huge stretch for me. However, I'm in a wheelchair as well.
Wow.
But it looks like, separate to my character in the show actually does in
fact, have legs. Oh,
that's it.
Wendy.
Where's the web?
Wendy.
This show is hopefully getting sold to Channel 2 next year.
Wow,
so that's pulling back. That's pulling back.
Yeah, and on top of that, this is how good I am. And you guys know me; I don't fish for compliments either. Yeah. I don't fish for compliments, do I?
No,
you guys didn't say. No, I'm a modest dude, aren't I? But this other scenario that I'm doing that makes me real fancy is that I'm also on my mate Andy Nolcher's channel, which is how you guys got in touch with
me. That's right. Through Andy.
Yeah, good old Andy. Andy. Can I get a round of applause for Andy, actually?
Andy Light audience, thank you.
And while I'm here, if I could just get it.
All right, that's enough for Andy. He's a nice bloke.
Don't overdo it, mate.
That studio audience was a bit keen on Andy then. I don't know if they like the name.
I hope that wasn't Wendy. I'm starting to get a little bit jelly.
I think she cued them to die down the
She ran the into the audience and participated in the clap herself.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
That's it.
Andy's got me on his show on a regular basis, doing street quiz segments as well for a Channel 31 show called The Kink, which gets played on Channel 31 every Friday night at 11:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. as opposed to every Friday morning at 11:30 p.m.
Yeah, that's right.
That would be a bit concerning.
I'd be confused. Everyone would be confused. So that's where we can find you on Andy's show. Where can we find Flats?
Flats you can find on the internet, mate.
Yeah, just search it up.
Search for Flats, just Flats with an S. I've been looking for it with a Z, so no wonder I can't find it.
And it's out. It's currently out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
And it and me both.
Yes. Beautiful.
But so it's Flats, FLATS. And that's quite brilliant.
And where can people find your comedy?
Yeah, go on to add me on Facebook if you've got the time or the inclination. And frankly, I don't blame you if you don't have either. But if you just type in Tommy Bissett, so Tommy with a Y at the end, and then Bissett's BISSETT. And then I've got a comedy page on that, and I've also got a page for my Dynamite Comics Nights as well, which is the nights that I run once a month in Toorak. This one, however, next week is a special, which I do once a year, which I did last year. Last year's one was called, still is called, actually.
It was called, and it is called.
Called Bipolar Express. Wow. This one's called, Soul Boner.
Soul Boner.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if the listeners want to come along to Soul Boner.
Yeah.
How
well, that's,
are they...
that's their own business. I don't mind what they do in the audience, mate. I'm not going to weigh into that.
But if they'd like to do whatever they'd like to do,
and
how are they able to?
Then they need to add me on Facebook, and I will accept very against my will.
Yes,
but I'll which with most things that I do is against my will.
Where's the
Wendy? Come on, that was a clear one.
You dropped the ball, Wendy.
We're bringing this up at the next meeting, Wendy. I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, your comedic timing.
You're bringing a lot of things up at the next meeting after my performance tonight. But and then I will add you, and then you will see all the stuff that is to do with the stuff that I just talked about.
Right on.
Cool.
Right on. And you'll be able to find Tommy through our Facebook, the CNG Facebook.
Or in a gutter in the city somewhere, usually.
So your special Soul Boner is next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
That's at what time?
The doors open at 7 p.m.
Okay.
For happy hour between 7 and 8:30 p.m. There's going to be drink specials. You also can get dinner there.
Wow.
You can get a discount dinner and show price.
Oh, right.
But the show itself starts around about 8:30. Chris Bennett.
Yep.
So Chris Bennett, who's an absolute legend, who in my opinion is Australia's leading comic, will be has agreed to open, and also a top bloke, which is the two don't often come part and parcel. And he's going to be opening for me.
Oh, right on.
Which I'm really excited about. So he'll start the night off, and then I'm going to do about 45 to an hour. And I have a few of my parody songs too. I've got parody songs.
Oh, wow. Nice. Will it be recorded? Is it being recorded?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
so
recorded. Yeah, and that's going to go on to YouTube.
Okay. Yeah. For people then to access.
That's right.
From there on. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So if people wanted to catch the special, where could they get the special?
Literally now, if you just type in Tommy Bissett into YouTube, it'll come up with my stuff.
Oh, nice and easy.
Yeah, I know, it's pretty fancy, mate.
You've got it all sorted.
I'm moving forward, mate.
That's it.
Rocking and rolling.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a bloody... I'm the best F-list celebrity you guys have had on yet, mate.
And we appreciate you coming along.
We appreciate you coming in.
Just appreciate
Tommy,
coming.
We appreciate it so much. But
no,
now,
thank you.
Duncan is giving us the wind-up. Unfortunately, it is that time of night.
Typical
where we have
Duncan.
I know. Sports. Wendy was on that, so I don't know what's going on with Wendy tonight.
I'm whipped by Wendy.
We're going to have to bring it up in the production meeting tonight, I think, after the show.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.